Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And Follow-Up Friday continues now with another health-related comment we got this week. While many listeners are wary of vaccinations for most folks, we also discussed the mandatory vaccinations for health professionals. The logic is doctors and nurses are on the front lines of disease and infection. They should be immunized both for their own good and to ensure that they are not spreading germs themselves to patients. Agree with that logic or not, Josh from Washington Heights wrote on our comments page with another mandate question. He said, here's an idea. How about we mandate that healthcare workers cannot wear their surgical scrubs and office hygienist scrubs on the subway? What's the point of wearing scrubs for reasons of hygiene when you wear them like street clothes? Well, interesting point, Josh. We've all seen doctors and nurses wearing their scrubs on the subway. Aren't they tracking those subway germs into the hospital or those hospital germs into the general public? With us now is Kelly Pyrick, editor of Infection Control Today, a publication that focuses on these very questions of infections and hygiene. In fact, they have a cover story on hospital laundry coming out soon. We'll talk about that in a second. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So what about Josh's comment? Isn't it a little strange that doctors wear their scrubs on the subway?
You know, it's amazing. Scrubs are everywhere, and it's really hard to tell who's a healthcare provider and who's just a civilian, so to speak. I think your listener has a right to be concerned. And the point that I'd like to make is these healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, whoever they are, they really should be changing into their street clothes if they have to go outside the hospital to get lunch, to run an errand. And I think the problem, scrubs are seen as the silver bullet. You know, they're seen as protective apparel, and they are not. The challenge here is that you're going to be wearing your scrubs, but you're also going to be wearing other protective garments. And so I think people, they see scrubs as, well, you know what, I'm going to be wearing something else, a surgical gown. I'll be wearing a lab coat if I'm a physician. And I think that gives them a false sense of security. I think the challenge here is that there's really nothing definitive in the medical literature, and there's really no regulation against scrubs as streetwear. It's hard enough to regulate the use of scrubs in the hospital, let alone outside of the hospital. I think that the Association of Perioperative Registered Nurses, which is the group for OR nurse managers, they don't like this practice of wearing scrubs as streetwear. And I think other groups are probably feeling very similar. So each hospital, therefore, is going to issue a policy at their own discretion. And that's where you run into problems. If every hospital is doing their own thing, you have this terrible variation of policy. And I think that healthcare workers, if they're not disciplined, if they don't have structure, and if they don't know what they should be doing, then you run the risk of spreading some very, very serious pathogens throughout the hospital to their patients, and they bring it home to their families.
And what's the laundry situation at most hospitals? Do they provide laundry facilities, or are doctors expected to bring their scrubs home and wash them there?
You know, it's all over the place. I think a lot of hospitals are doing the right thing by laundering their scrubs on site. I think a lot of hospitals are outsourcing their laundering services to a third-party vendor. But I think the vast majority of hospitals these days are expecting their healthcare providers to take their scrubs home. Again, whether you're a physician, a nurse, or an allied healthcare worker. And there's a danger there, because think about it. A home washer, a home dryer, a lot of people are trying to save money on their utilities. They're using a cold water cycle. You have to use hot water to be able to kill these resistant bacteria. Is the dryer hot enough? You know, these are questions that are answered by a professional laundering facility who uses the right temperatures are able to kill the bacteria. If you're laundering your scrubs at home, you know, chances are you're not taking all of these precautions. You're not getting the temperatures high enough. And if you're not using bleach, you know, who uses bleach on their scrubs? If you're not using bleach in between the washes, you know, there are a lot of studies out there pointing to the persistence of bacteria on inanimate surfaces. That can be your washer. That can be your dryer. So you run the risk of also, you know, contaminating your home laundry and the laundry of your kids and your loved ones. So it is a conundrum.
Kelly Pyrick, editor of Infection Control Today. They have a cover story coming soon on hospital laundry. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And we thank Josh from Washington Heights for raising the question. And one more follow-up Friday note, a little grammar check. On Wednesday, I spoke with Andy Cernovitz, author of Word of Mouth Marketing, How Smart Companies Get People Talking, about new rules that require bloggers to disclose any free products they receive if they write a review of that product. Here was my reaction to the new regulation. It sounds pretty simple, and it doesn't sound all that new, but were bloggers flaunting those rules more than people in traditional media? Innocent question, right? Well, a couple of minutes later on our comments page, Harriet from Fort Lee wrote in, I love NPR. I love you. I love your show. I should have stopped reading right there. Alas, Harriet keeps writing. But more than anything, I love correcting other people's grammar and English usage. So these bloggers about whom you are presently speaking may indeed be flouting the rules, but they are certainly not flaunting them, as I had said. Well, Harriet, you're right. Flaunt means to display proudly, to show something off. You can flaunt your jewelry, but when you willfully disobey the rules, you are indeed flouting. So, Harriet, thanks for the note. Way to flaunt the fact that you caught me flouting the rules of grammar. And that's it for today's Follow-Up Friday. Coming up, more on the Obama Peace Prize. You can start calling in now to tell us, what does the president have to do to actually live up to the award that he won today? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we'll have the president's own reaction coming up live from the White House, scheduled for a few minutes from now.